Okay, our friends. So today we are coming to you from the future, far in the distance. Well, at least that's what the name of the book is. It's the Future Book. This story was written by Mac Barnett and Sean Harris, and we absolutely love them. We have read several of their books, and we are excited to share this book with you and highly recommend that you grab out your copy and follow along while I read it. Are you ready?
Yes.
I love that. Here we go. Today's story is read by Mommy and I'm sorry, you're right. Today's story is read by Future Mommy and
Past Philip.
Past Philip. Oh no, are you from the past?
Yeah.
I'm from the future. And guess what? So is this book. Here we go. This book is from the future. Lots of things are different here in the future. In the future, the sun is
The
called
sun.
the moon.
What?
And the moon is called the sun.
What?
It's true. Morning is called night.
What?
And night is called morning.
Are you serious right now?
I am. Bananas are called apples. And apples, guess. There is no word for apples. We don't have apples in the future.
Are you serious right now?
I'm not. I mean, I'm very serious.
What the heck?
In the future, lots of people are named Charlie Cheeseface.
What?
There's an interesting reason why. We don't have time for that story. I have too many other things to tell you about the future. Cows are now called mooing life forms. Cats are now called meowing life forms. Dogs are still called dogs. There is a dog in the future. We changed some of the numbers. In the future, the lowest number is no longer one. It's one bazillion.
Then what's one bazillion in the
That was confusing at first, but now in the future, we are used to it.
Then what's one bazillion in the future?
Don't ask questions. Every time someone sneezes in the future, we say, "Forgive me, Susan." We don't say goodbye. We say, "You smell like a baby."
Okay, you smell like a baby. I'm out of here. Yeah!
Instead of saying thank you, we gently place a fish on another person's head.
What?
What?
This is so.
Wait! Do you do that last thing? The thing with the fish too? Or is that just something we do in the future?
Yeah, I'm out of here.
In the future, we have a new color, one that you don't have. Do you want to see the color from the future? And in the pictures, oh friends, we can see this color. Wow. Blorange.
It's literally just orange.
Shh. It's a very famous word in the future because there are no words that rhyme with it.
Yeah, that nothing does rhyme with orange. But
Blorange. It may look like orange, but it's blorange.
what?
In the future, noses are called mushrooms. So instead of saying that someone has a runny nose, we say they have a runny mushroom. Now, this might seem weird to you, but for us in the future, it is normal. In fact, when we read really old books from your time, we think it's weird when they talk about people eating mushrooms, because honestly, that sounds pretty gross in the future. Imagine eating a nose. Ugh. Bleh.
I eat mushrooms, not noses.
In the future, we don't say the supermarket. Supermarket. What a silly word. In the future, we call it the bali bali ho ho. The other day, I went to the bali bali woohoo to buy some fruit. Good night, Charlie Cheeseface, I said. I would like to buy an apple and a orange. Of course, Charlie Cheeseface, said the grocer. Here is one big yellow apple and one big orange. That will be $1 bazillion. And just then I felt a tremendous sneeze coming on because I have a cold right now. Hachoo, I said. Forgive me, Susan, said the grocer, and handed me a handkerchief so I could blow my mushroom. And then we gently placed fish on each other's heads. That is what life is like in the future. And in the pictures, we can see their fish are green sitting on top of their head. I wonder what happens to the fish. I mean, like, how did they just, do they carry the fish around with them in a big bag, do you think? Or a bowl or a fish tank of some sort? It doesn't say. You'll see one day when you get here. Until then, you smell like a baby. Yeah. That is the story that we are going with today, my friends. I really hope that you enjoyed it. And I hope that you look forward to the future as much as we do. Am I right? Right? Shall we say, you smell like a baby? To our friends? No, just the end?
The end.
Yeah, okay. Is there anything else you want to say?
Hope you can join us for another story tomorrow.
Me too. Bye-bye.
I'm ready to go back to my life in the past.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I thought you were from the future.
Whoops.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.